episode 65. Welcome to the Take Up Code podcast, where you can learn valuable insights and skills in programming. I'm Waheed Tanner and will be your host today. The bridge structural pattern allows you to separate an interface from its implementation. Maybe you want to start out doing something one way and then change later. Or maybe you want to share an implementation. Or if you're using C++, you can hide how you're doing something. This is a subtle pattern with a lot of potential. The best way to become a professional programmer is to start writing code. If you're not actually typing code, building it, and running it, then you're missing more than half of what you need to be doing. Have you considered attending a Take Up Code live class? Text PROGRAM to the short number 44222 and you'll be on your way. This pattern lets abstractions decouple from implementations so they can both change independently. You learned about the adapter pattern yesterday, which lets you use classes that weren't designed to be used together. Well, this pattern lets classes that are designed to be used separately be used together and mixed around if you want. This is a difficult pattern to understand without an example, so let's say you're building a game with vehicles in it. You have cars, trucks, and tractors, so you create an abstract class called Vehicle to represent all vehicles, and you declare the classes Car, Truck, and Tractor to each derive from Vehicle. So far, everything is going well. But then you realize that your vehicles can have either a gasoline engine or a diesel fuel engine with different behaviors each. Now what do you do? You could create some more subclasses. This would give you a gas car, diesel car, gas truck, diesel truck, and you go with just diesel tractor because you've never heard of a gasoline-powered tractor. The number of classes is already increasing. Then you remember electric engines and create yet more classes. Hydrogen fuel cells, you got it, more classes. And just what are you going to do about a car that starts out with a gasoline engine until some engineer modifies it to use a futuristic capacitor instead? That won't happen, right? This whole example is just made up, yet this is exactly the sort of decisions you need to make as a software developer, because you don't want to be responsible for a design that works well for version 1, then requires a complete rewrite for version 2. It'll happen if you don't plan for flexibility and fail to incorporate design patterns like this that have been proven over and over to represent some really good approaches. I'll explain how you can improve the vehicle and engine dilemma by using the bridge pattern right after this message from our sponsor. The one thing that all professional programmers share is that we take action. Go ahead, text PROGRAM to the number 44222 now. It's hard, I know, to get started, and if you need some help, then all you need to do is register for one of the Take Up Code free or paid live classes. You can attend with just your computer and an internet connection from anywhere in the world. These are live workshops instead of just lectures. You get enough lecturing already. These are fun workshops. You have enough boring tasks already. And these are focused on results. Text the word PROGRAM to the number 44222 and you'll be on your way. You can also visit takeupcode.com to begin. The big problem with using inheritance, other than the huge number of classes you end up with, is that inheritance fixes or locks in place the implementation at design time. Sure, you get excellent types that are unique and specific, but they become set in stone. You'll need to come up with a whole new first gas, then fusion car class when really all that's happening is that the car needs to switch its implementation from gas to fusion. Just think of hybrid cars that go back and forth all the time between using gas and using electric. Class inheritance is just too rigid for this example. Instead, let's go back to just the original classes where we had the base vehicle class and separate derived classes called car, truck, and tractor. Then let's create another base class or interface, depending on your language, that defines all the functionality of an engine in general terms. This will be an abstract class called Vehicle Impl. The name might seem strange at first. It's just vehicle followed by the letters IMPL, which is short for implementation. I mean, sure, if you want to call this class vehicle implementation, go ahead. When you get tired of typing that many characters all the time, you'll understand why it's common to shorten this to just vehicle impl. Then the vehicle class will have a pointer or contain a reference to a vehicle impl. Remember, the vehicle impl class is abstract, so we'll need some concrete classes to actually work with. I'll get to that in just a moment. For now, though, focus on how the vehicle class can use the vehicle impl instance that it contains. This forms a bridge between the two classes. Anytime a car wants to go faster, it calls a method declared in the base vehicle class to change the speed. This method has no idea how to change the speed. It doesn't even have a clue what kind of engine is in the car. But it does know about the bridge to the vehicle impl member instance, and it calls a similar method to change the speed in the vehicle impl class. This is where we need specific classes that derive from vehicle impl for each type of engine. So there's a gas vehicle impl class, a diesel vehicle impl class, and an electric vehicle impl class. Now, you might be wondering right about now where that class savings went. I thought we were supposed to cut down on the number of classes, yet here we are creating yet more classes. This is true. We are creating more classes, but here's the important part. We've eliminated all the combinations of classes. All we need now is a single class for each vehicle type and another single class for each engine type. Then we can mix and match these types as needed. We can even swap them out at runtime, which we couldn't do with inheritance. Now, when the time comes to add that fusion engine, you only need to add a fusion vehicle impl class, and your code at least is ready. Whether or not society is ready for flying cars is a different question. At least you don't need to explain to your boss why adding a new engine type suddenly means an extra 6 months of development time. Thank you for listening. Make sure to check out the other episodes, and if you get value, please give the Take Up Code podcast a rating, hopefully 5 stars, and a review. I'll select several people who take the time to provide thoughtful reviews, good or bad, and give you a shout out and a big thank you during our Q&A Fridays. Your support goes a long way to helping this podcast thrive and help others learn how to program. If you have any questions about this episode or even other programming questions, please ask. Just go to takeupcode.com/contact and submit your question. The Q&A Friday episodes are where I'll answer one or more submitted questions. Until next time, keep learning. But even better, keep doing. If you want to learn how to program, then start programming. And you'll learn and get better, and your mind will expand in ways you never thought possible.